If God has set something into motion, then no one will be able to stop it. Acts 5, 38 through 39 say, "So my advice is to leave these men alone. Let them go. If they are planning on doing these things merely on their own, it will soon be overthrown. But if this is from God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." Persecution is familiar territory for Christians. The world rejected Jesus and they will reject. How do you explain to someone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit living inside of them that God has asked you to do something that makes no sense to anyone else? Everything that Jesus has asked of us is the opposite of what the world is telling us. We're to forgive when others would hate. We pray for those who persecute us instead of seeking revenge. Persecution from unbelievers is a part of following Jesus, but sometimes it's other believers who are trying to stop something that God has put into motion. When Jesus came into the world, it was the Pharisees who had him crucified. His own people rejected him. But when God set something into motion, no one will be able to stop it. The thing that God asked you to do that no one else understands, you've been questioned about and persecuted about, but you choose to be obedient, God will bless it. And anyone who tries to stop it may even find themselves fighting against God.